Six of the world's best football clubs have thrown the competition into chaos, announcing they're going to start a breakaway European tournament. This decision is being widely slammed as a money-grabbing venture. And will it ruin the game for smaller clubs and their fans? Isabel Rowe has been taking a look. Hi, Isabel.
Hello, Fran. This is one of those sports stories, I think, that transcends the usual sport fan base and will shock, at least pique the interest of people who don't follow football. And when I say football in this segment, I'm referring to the round ball game. I won't call it soccer for fear of being cancelled. The drama involves the Premier League's Big Six football clubs, Man United, Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham, and six other clubs, Spain's Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and Italy's Juventus, AC Milan and Inter Milan. Now, after a few swirling rumours over the years, these clubs dropped a statement with no warning yesterday morning, pulling out of their major competition, the Champions League, and declaring that they'd start their own. And it's gone down like a lead balloon. Have a listen to this spray from former Manchester United defender Gary Neville on Sky Sports.
I mean, I'm a Manchester United fan and have been for 40 years of my life, but I'm disgusted, absolutely disgusted. I'm disgusted with Manchester United and Liverpool most. I mean, Liverpool, they pretend, you know, you'll never walk alone, the people's club, the fans' club. Manchester United, 100 years, born out of workers around here, and they're breaking away into a league without competition. It's an absolute disgrace, and honestly, we have to wrestle back the power in this country from the clubs at the top of this league. Pure greed, they're imposters.
The Champions League is the biggest football competition in the world, so the decision to form another one is being labelled as selfish because it splits the viewer dollar in favour of the bigger teams. Anyone wanting to watch Man U or Chelsea play will need to watch the Super League, not the Champions League, and so their dollar goes to this new competition. The remaining teams in the Champions League lose out as well, and the way that the competition was worked at the moment is that these smaller clubs get some sort of financial benefit from the income generated by the big names in their comp. Revenue was shared around a bit, and clubs with less money had equal chance to get to the top of the ladder. So why have the big teams done this? According to just about every commentator, money. Here's the former professional footballer and commentator Rio Ferdinand on BT Sport.
How they've got the audacity to do it in the climate that we're in at the moment, with the pandemic around the world, people struggling, speaking and talking and colluding with this little idea of what they've hatched, and then come out and break it like this. It's a disgrace.
The overarching football bodies have come down really hard on these clubs. UEFA, which is the European football body, says that they're ready to use all measures to confront this cynical project. Players in this new Super League will also be banned from playing in their national teams and the World Cup as punishment. I spoke to the Sydney Morning Herald's football writer, Dom Bossi, who says that could spark a players' exodus.
I expect that if this does go ahead, I think there will be significant backlash from the players themselves. Many players really value international football, some even more so than club football. We could see something similar to what happened with the Super League in rugby league here in the 90s, where some players might walk away from their contracts and find ways to not partake in this.
Even prime ministers have got involved. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that the formation of the Super League would be very damaging for football. And in fact, the British government is saying it'll do everything in its power to stop it. Fans in the UK are mostly angry. Some official supporters groups have released statements condemning their club's move. These Man United fans spoke to the BBC.
I'm absolutely disgusted and horrified by it. I don't think it's right for football. I've already contacted United today asking if I can cancel my renewal for next season because of it.
I support Man City. I think it's not right for football. The history of the teams, the fans and everything like that, it's not taken into consideration, and money is at the heart of this decision.
I asked the Sydney Morning Herald's Dom Bossi more about why many fans, particularly the local fans in the UK, are so angry.
It's probably the biggest step away from the traditional roots of football. And we've already seen a few, namely the price point. If you look at England, where a lot of the most successful teams come from very traditional working class cities, cities like Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, not just even in London, and they're now priced out of entry to their own stadium for their own teams. But what I think might happen is you might actually find a lot of support from fans internationally, particularly in the US and the Chinese markets. I think the broadcast viewers might actually support this.
There's been so much fury towards these clubs, Fran, you do wonder how it can actually go ahead, potentially some legal action from people who are really not happy.
Well, I've seen it before. Isabel, thank you.
You're welcome.